This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this first message in a four-part series, Pastor Scott delves into the challenging topics of sin and Satan. In today's message, Pastor Scott defines sin, which will help to set the stage for the remainder of the series. This message was delivered on September 24th, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
How's about another hand for the dude? Man. And you know what? The thing about it, you didn't have to pay for that. How is that? I mean, we have so much culture here that we can use, we can redeem for the Lord. And I love how these ladies use a hula to do that. And, you know, I am so glad that they were here today, because if they weren't here today, then most of you wouldn't be here. And if most of you wouldn't be here, then, you know, because I'm, you know, I'd be like, I had this conversation with God, is like, God, why do I have to talk about sin and Satan? Why can't we have Pastor Aaron do that? Why did it have to fall on my Sunday? And so we had to get the hula in to fill the seats. You guys kind of, God is not my strategy. It is God's strategy, because, you know, you have this conversation like, God, I don't want to talk about, this is the thing. I do not want to talk about money, because I know it makes everybody uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. But I love to give my money to God, because, you know, I know the blessings and I know what it's all about. And then I don't like to talk about sin. I don't like to talk about Satan. Sometimes we talk about sin and Satan, and we're thinking like, okay, why is he doing that? I'm not doing this to bring any glory to Satan or sin, but I'm just doing this because God said, we got to talk about these things. We got to make people understand what it is, and that it's real. And it's like, oh, and you have these conversations with God. Any of you have these conversations with God when you don't want to do something? And it's like, okay, Lord, I will do it. So in my hesitancy, I tried to be obedient. I said, okay, Lord, we'll talk about this. And yesterday during our men's ministry, we were listening to Pastor Andy Stanley, and he was talking about sin. And I was like, wow, God, you really know how to confirm what you're telling me to do. So here we go. You know, as far back as we can see and we read the Bible, Satan's mission was to cause us to sin and reject God as our Lord and Savior. His mission was to cause us to sin and separate us from God. Two real things that can have a devastating effect on our future and the future of those around us. Two things that we don't like to talk about. We avoid it. And in reality, no one wants to hear that we're a sinner and that we sin. But, hey, we all do, whether it's accidental or it's on purpose. And over the next few weeks, we're going to learn what the Bible says about sin and Satan, because I think they go together, sin and Satan, like peanut butter and jelly. Right, I mean, they're always together, like diet and exercise, right? You get more effect if you diet and exercise. I don't do neither. I take medicine. That's why I look like this. Bad. I take medicine because I don't diet. I tell you, if I diet, then I could be off medication. But that's another whole 10-week sermon, I think. Well, there are so many people out there stuck in this world of sin and Satan. Some of them we know. Some might be your neighbor. Some might be your loved one. Some of them we don't know. Some of them we don't even like. But whether they realize it or not, they're headed for an eternity separated from God, a real place called hell. And whether you believe that there is a hell or not, It's not a place that I would wish anyone to go. The Bible describes hell using various terms such as eternal fire. I mean, eternal fire, outer darkness, a place of weeping and torment, second death, unquenchable fire. Terrifying reality is hell is a real place, and it is a place of eternal separation from God. Yesterday, I sent some termites to hell. I had a broom closet, and I decided that it's time for these fellas to move out. So I took them out and I started a fire, and I had roasted termites. They went into this fire, but the fire ended. Hell is an unending fire. But so I sent these termites on to their next life, and hopefully now that they're gone, they won't be coming to your house. So you can thank me later. But sin and Satan, two real things that we need to be aware of as we do our very best to live a life that honors God. And anytime we talk about Christian doctrine, man, it wouldn't be complete if we didn't include these subjects. And if we refuse to admit the existence of sin, then, you know, we might be just deceiving ourselves. So what is sin? When we see the answer to these questions, because, you know, there's so many ways that people describe sin, so many ways that man describes sin, and so many ways that the Bible describes sin. In Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sin. So the Bible says all sin, we all sin, and the one man was Adam. And death through sin. So here, number one, is sin is missing the mark. And if your name is Mark, I'm sorry. I don't think we have any Marks here. We have a lot of Johns. A whole bunch of Johns, which is good. The word that is used most frequently for sin is hamartia, missing the mark. It is the most comprehensive term for explaining sin. And Paul used this when he wrote, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God really has a very, very high standard of what is right. And so long as man follows this divine standard, he will see himself as he truly exists in God's eyes. The thing is, God's standard is so high. It's like, how do we even compare? You know, this statement from God is that all of us here, including me, especially me, have fallen short of God's required standard. You know, it's popular for us to, you know, say, well, hey, I am pretty good compared to some of the other guys, you know. You look at those really bad guys out there, and you try to compare yourself to them. That's the wrong standard we're comparing ourselves to. In Numbers 15:31, because he has despised the word of the Lord and has broken his commandments, that person shall be completely cut off. His guilt be on him. We all miss the mark. Whether it's on purpose or by accident, when we sin by accident or unintentionally, we get to repent and ask forgiveness. When we sin intentionally, we deliberately disobey God. Hopefully, God opens our eyes to our sin so that we can repent. But sometimes if we sin and it becomes a habit, we don't get convicted anymore because we have become comfortable with that sin. And that's a very bad place to be. that we cannot ever think that we can come near the standard set by God, because God has demanded absolute perfection. No matter how we measure ourselves, we all fall short. And some of us measure ourselves on the basis of other human beings, which is wrong. But God has established his perfect standard that he measures each one of us by. And the thing is, like, well, what can I do then? If God requires me to be so good, and the Bible says I will fall short, you know, God is not so cruel and compassionless. I mean, sometimes we can be cruel and compassionless, but God is not so cruel and compassionless. He tells us that we all sin, we all miss the mark, and that if we confess to this fact, admitting that we have sinned, he will forgive us and cleanse us for our sin and guarantee salvation in time for eternity. So, okay, we measure ourselves by God's standard, which is like, oh my gosh, I can't even compete. But because of God's grace and mercy, that's why we need that Savior. And that's why we need to confess, and that's why we need to repent. Number two, sin is lawlessness. 2 Peter 2:8, for by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Okay, so what is he talking about? That sin is lawlessness, iniquity. And Peter used this in his writing. And he was referring to the people who were living in Sodom and Gomorrah. And while Lot was living there, he saw and he heard all these things that was going around where he was living. It was making him miserable. All this lawlessness was tormenting him. And he dwelled with them in seeing and hearing, tormented his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. I mean, you ever been, maybe at your workplace, people just don't like God. They're lawless. They could care less. They cuss. They talk nasty. They don't care. And when you have to work in an environment like that, man, it's very, very uncomfortable. I mean, I go back and I visit some of my old working places where I used to work, and I listen to them talk, and I think, oh my, I am so sheltered working at a church. Seriously. And I visit you at your workplace, and I see what you guys got to go through. And I was like, how do they do it? How in the world do you work in a hostile environment with people cussing and swearing and no regard for God at all? And it torments you. It's like, ew. Yeah, and I think the one thing that got me through all of those days was getting up early, knowing that if I didn't do my devotions, I'd get it. So that's what I did. Here in 2 Peter, the explanation of sin is given by clearly by Paul. And he's telling us sin is lawlessness. That lawlessness. There's no law. Nobody's following any law. In 1 John 3:4, everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness. Now, there is a difference between committing sin and continuing to sin. Because even the most faithful believers sometimes commit sin. My committing sin happens when I drive. You know that. Yeah. I call people dummies, and I think even calling people dummies is a sin. Why? Because those dummies, excuse me, are created in God's image, and I'm calling them dummies. Maybe they are, but that doesn't give me the right to call them that. Right? How many of you use worse words for other drivers? Yeah, if your hand don't go up, you're lying. That's a sin. That's a sin. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I can hear you using, you know, words like donkey and other things. But, you know, when we commit sin, we can repent, confess, and find forgiveness. But if we continue to sin, we're not sorry for what we have done. Thus, we don't confess. If we don't confess, we don't receive forgiveness. Okay, so, you know, sin, there's a difference between, like, oh, I committed a sin, or I continue to commit sin. You know, if I keep doing something that I know is wrong, and I don't repent. Number three, sin can be not doing anything. Wow, I never knew that. I thought to sin, I had to do something. No, you can sin by not doing nothing. James 4:17 says, therefore, it's there for a reason, right? To one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. So, like, if I didn't do this today, when I knew I had to do this today, it would be sin. We tend to think that doing wrong is sin. Like cussing that guy who cut you off. You think that's sin? Yeah, that is. But James tells us that sin is also not doing right. So we know, you know, those of you who are regulars here, those of you who call New Hope East Hawaii your home, you know we need help in the children's ministry. You know you are capable of teaching our children. You know we love to eat after church on Sunday. You know you can cook. If you know the right thing to do, no, close your ears, because now you're going to, you know now. Sorry. So it's not on me now, it's on you. If you know the right thing to do, but don't do it. So if you're pumping gas and God tells you, go help that person over there who put $3 of gas in their tank. $3 is going to get you 10 miles. Really? See, you know that's all the money they get. And if God tells you, go give them, you know, $3 more or $5 or swipe your credit card, fill up their tank. If God tells you that and you know it's the right thing to do and you don't do it, what is it? Some of you got it. The rest of you need to stay for second service. Thank God we don't have a second service. So you see, sin is not limited to doing and saying things that are wrong, but it extends to our failure to do what is right in God's standard and perfectly right. And, you know, that if it is not doing what you know is right. Sin can be so many things. Sin can be me causing you to stumble. You know, and we're going to continue on this for the next 3 weeks, so if you don't show up, that might be a sin, man. Sorry to say that. If you know the right thing to do Sunday morning and you sleep in, and you, like, watch football. Oh, man, I just ruined it for so many, and I'm sorry, but God told me to speak on this, man. So please don't stone the messenger. I'm just trying to be obedient. And that's why we're taking 4 weeks to talk about this, because it's a serious thing. Sin, Satan, hell, repentance, it's all things we really, really need to know. And oh, I'm so thankful for the Hula ladies because you brought everybody here this morning. I mean, can you come back next week? Wow, but you know, sin is missing the mark. Sin is lawlessness. Sin is not doing what we know we need to do. And especially when to do it. Because sometimes we can just wait and wait and wait, and somebody else will step in and do it. Like, oh, I'm off the hook now. You ever done that? Just wait and wait. Just the wait and see attitude. And I've done that before, and it's like, oh, I should have. Too late. Show up a day late. Man, I hate doing that, especially when the fish is biting. Man. But yeah, sin can be so many. And I know it's a really, really sensitive subject. And I thank you for being patient, sitting through this, because it's not easy. As hard as it is to listen, believe me, it's harder to speak. And it all begins with me, and I need to try and not miss the mark so often and not be lawless. And I need to make sure I do the things I need to do and not procrastinate, because that's a bad word. And I need to make sure that I do what is right when I need to do it. Amen. So I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I am sweating, man. Not because it's hot. It's because this is... Pray for me, because it was very difficult. And I got 3 more weeks of this to deal with. And if you show up next week, bless you. If you don't, then catch it online where you can repent in your own private place. But I'm going to ask you to pray with me. Lord, man, I pray that your word this morning would fall on fertile soil. That it would teach us that no matter if we sin, there is a Savior, there is grace, there is compassion, there is a God who loves us, that there's a way out. Even if we cannot reach your high, perfect standards, you died for us so that we can get there through your grace and your mercy. As long as we ask you to be our Lord and Savior, as long as you are the Lord of our lives. And this morning, if anybody here needs to accept Jesus to receive that saving grace, then I ask that you would pray this prayer with me now. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to pray for you. Would you hold up a hand? No shame. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Thank you, Lord. And so I pray, Lord, if there is continuing sin in our lives, that you would open our eyes and reveal it to us so that we may repent, confess, and be forgiven. We thank you so much that we get to worship here. Thank you for the worship team. Thank you for the Hula ministry, the PowerPoint. Thank you for the people who watch our children so that we can sit in church and receive your word. We love you and we thank you. We praise you. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Would you stand and join us as we sing? Yes, give the Lord praise.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-9300. 1-800-662-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.